Too many Jews are shocked that the Western enlightened world prefers not to believe the atrocities that the Gazan Arab Muslims did to over 1,200 innocent Jews on October 7th. They think if people just see the videos or the movies about the atrocities, then they will sympathize with us Jews and support us in freeing our captives and ending this evil war against our Arab Muslim enemies in Gaza. They will stop denying that our women were brutally raped, that people were beheaded, that babies were burned. They think if only people see the videos and pictures from October 7th showing these horrific atrocities that Arab Muslims actually do all over the world to infidels, not just to us here in Israel. Unfortunately, these Jews erroneously think that playing the victim card will somehow garner the respect of the enlightened social justice progressive world. This includes much of the official Hasbara, or advocacy efforts, by all the Jewish Israeli organizations and influencers online, and those who are interviewed on television programs. They try to play us as the victims. Jews have to internalize that the vast majority of the leaders, thinkers, and influencers of the Western enlightened progressive social justice world, they don't care. They are happy seeing that Jews are the weak victims under attack by our Arab Muslim enemy. They are happy knowing that our women were brutally raped and our innocent women, children, and babies kidnapped into dungeons of hell in Gaza. Because according to them, to their progressive ideology, we Jews are the oppressors. We deserve everything that happens to us. And even though they simultaneously deny that those things even happen to us. That's the sick, warped, immoral underpinnings of progressive thought today. They are living in an ideological world of lies, that us Jews come out as the bad guy no matter how much we are the victims of an evil Arab, Muslim, Marxist, Islamist enemy. To them, despite the fact that the Arab Muslim world has over 20 countries across the Middle East and Northern Africa with trillions of dollars of oil money that some of those countries use to subvert Western countries in Europe, Canada, Australia, and the US via media brainwashing on Al Jazeera and via cultural jihad, including mass migration and their own women's wombs, despite all this, they still look at the Arab Muslims as the oppressed, and the tiny Jewish people and Jewish state of Israel surrounded by this world of billions of Arab Muslims in the Middle East, with the education and a history of trying to annihilate us Jews and destroy the Jewish state of Israel, they still view us, the Jews, as the oppressors. It's insane. Facts don't matter to the progressive worldview. Jews have to wake up to this reality. We have to stop trying to play the victim card, expecting to gain sympathy from the Western progressive world whose ideology is totally immoral. It's time that we Jews stand up proud for our identity, our ancestral identity as Jews, and for our ancestral homeland, Israel. In us today being a light into the nations and standing up for truth, justice, and morality against the biggest manifestation of evil in the world today, an evil that proudly live streamed massacring over 1,200 innocent Jews for the world to see on October 7th. So stop sharing videos of October 7th expecting to gain sympathy. If you share those videos, then spread the message that we, the Jewish people of Israel, will be taking revenge for this evil perpetrated against us. And we will be providing the true response to protect the whole freedom-loving world from this growing Marxist-Islamist evil that is out to destroy the whole freedom-loving world. We, the Jews in the Jewish state of Israel, we're just the canary in the coal mine. So Jews, be proud Jews. Stand up as proud. Stop trying to gain sympathy as the victim. Gain respect standing up for good in this growing Western progressive social justice ruled world that is actively supporting an evil out to destroy them as well after they take care of the Jewish state of Israel and the Jews. So folks, follow me at the Pulse of Israel to get the inspired, belief-based, politically incorrect truth, to know how to deal with the reality of what's going on today. And it's a growing reality. The hatred, it's not going away. It's going to grow and grow and grow. Stick with me to know how to deal with it. Follow the Pulse of Israel. Go sign up for our daily videos and podcasts on pulseofisrael.com. To support our messages to reach more people, click on the donate button on pulseofisrael.com whenever you can. And folks, remember, Am Yisrael Chai, the Jewish people, we're an eternal people here in our ancestral homeland today, providing good to the world against a growing evil. Stand with the Jews in the Jewish state of Israel. Am Yisrael Chai.
Pulse of Israel, frontline videos from the Holy Land. Support our work by donating today.